So it says Ve'ela Mishpatim Mesher Tasim Lefneim. Right after we finish reading about the giving of the Ten Commandments, so right away, in the end of that, there's talks about the Mizbeach, bringing sacrifices in the Mafta, and then it says Ve'ela Mishpatim. Why not Ela Mishpatim? These are the statutes that you should put before the people. So says Rashi that Kol Makom She'Ne'amar Ela Pasos Rishonim. And as wherever it would have, if it would have just said Ela, it would have said it negates all the prior laws. But no, Ve'ela is Mosif Al Rishonim. That Ve'ela means I'm going to give you more laws. In other words, I'm going to add to your knowledge and add to your opportunity to do mitzvahs. It says, "My Rishonim Misinai, Afeilu Misinai." That just as the laws that Moshe gave over to the people on underneath Mount Sinai, so too all the laws that he's giving them now is they're also he received them on Mount Sinai. And why is there a connection between all of these laws here in Mishpatim to the Maftir, which talked about bringing him his back, Lomelachashatosim Sanhedrin Eitzel Hamikdash, to teach us that that the Sanhedrin's place is in the Mikdash, that in other words, the temple and every other synagogue and every other base medrash, there has to be a linkage between Torah and between the law. Between avoda, the mizbeach is certainly avoda. So it shows us that there is a linkage between all of them. That if we don't have din, if we don't have justice, we don't have laws, then you can't have a continuation of the Torah, and you certainly can't develop a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way to do that is by learning His Torah and putting it into practice.